Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple from Brooklyn who were trying to visit a military base on July 4th were arrested by Border Patrol and are now in ICE custody.
Here to unpack all of this is our Mike Smeltz, who's been looking into it. Mike, what exactly happened at that military base on the 4th of July?
It was meant to be a family reunion of sorts. Concepcion and Margarito Silva went up to Fort Drum in upstate New York to visit their daughter and son-in-law, who's an Army sergeant at Fort Drum. Now, the Silvas are undocumented immigrants, but living here in Brooklyn, they have city-issued ID cards. Now, they've used those ID cards to get into other bases around the country. But during this visit on July 4th, those cards were not enough for security personnel at Fort Drum. The Silvas showed a second form of ID, and there was some kind of discrepancy between that ID and the city cards. That led to a call to Customs and Border Protection, who went to Fort Drum to arrest the Silvas before they could get into the base. They've been in ICE custody ever since Independence Day.
And Mike, you heard from the Silvas' daughter today. I imagine she was emotional.
Very emotional. She wasn't able to get out more than a few words before breaking down in tears. Perla Silva considers this a life or death situation. Now, both of her parents have health issues. She says that at one point while her parents were in custody, there was some mix-up with her mom's heart medication, and Perla has no faith that they can take care of her mom and dad properly. And another issue happened where Perla did not want to get too far into this, but she says there was an incident, a potentially violent incident, with her mom's cellmate. All of it has created urgency on the part of the Silva family and immigrant advocates to get Concepcion and Margarito out. They say they shouldn't have been detained in the first place, since the Silvas have no known criminal record and were trying to visit their son-in-law, a member of the military.
Mike, real quick before we let you go, you mentioned the city ID cards. Are immigrant advocates concerned about their legitimacy in these situations now?
They're not quite worried about the ID cards themselves. What they are worried about is anyone with those ID cards trying to visit a federal facility. We saw a case last month with a delivery food worker trying to deliver food to Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn, and he was detained. Now there's this situation. So the advice overall is if you are an undocumented immigrant, do not go to a federal facility.
That's Mike Smeltz. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.